talking about?
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his voice?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Time for some jock gibberish. It's sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. That is where you can now enjoy breakfast selections all day long. So you want that burrito? Don't hold back. Go get it. It's just that simple. It's just that quick. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Cynthia Graw is here as well. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. I'm going to have to head out to McDonald's myself to get some breakfast in a little bit because I didn't do it before work.
Cynthia's buying.
Okay,
that's
yeah, there you go.
Said. I'm sure I heard that. McGriddles for everybody. Okay, maybe not everybody. Maybe just her. But you'll have to talk to her about that. We want to talk a little bit about what people are spending here in the springtime. Oh, my goodness. I don't spend anything because I don't have anything. If I want electricity, my money's gone. It's just that kind of a situation. But not everybody is so bereft as myself. We wanted to talk a little bit, first of all, about this whole NCAA basketball tournament. It costs people money. Who knew? There are a lot of ways that people are spending money and costing their bosses money. There's just money flowing like wine through this tournament. I'm telling you what. 21% of us have watched a game at work.
Now, see, I can see that as being admissible because working in the news, though, some news outlets have sports departments and they need to watch it. So there you go.
Well, yes, but that would generally not be the case of most people.
Right.
Though,
no, I know.
I know what you mean. Absolutely. Some people do. They get paid to watch the basketball games. But 21% of us do not, and we've watched the basketball games anyway. And now with computers, of course, you know,
simple.
People subscribe to services and things, and you don't need a TV. It just you don't have to sneak off to the break room. It's just right there at your desk.
On your phone, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get over that. That's some technology that I'm amazed with every single day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And 11% have actually taken a vacation day to watch the tournament.
Hey, if you've got it, use it.
I suppose. I've never gone quite that far because I never follow college basketball close enough to get really a lot out of it. I just know it's tournament time. Okay, get in the pool. It's kind of fun. Who sounds like a winning team? Who's in the conference I know? Whatever.
Getting that serious about it is what costs you a lot of money, too.
It can. There's no question of that. 8% of people say they have had a bit of the NCAA flu and just decided to call in sick on days when they wanted to watch the tournament.
That's a tough illness to recover from quickly, though, you know?
That's what I
heard. Might take a couple days.
Might take a while. 8% of people have had someone fill out their bracket for them. Now, what fun is that? You know? I mean, at least take the time to – it's just a bracket.
Right.
You don't have to know anything.
You have a 50% shot right at first, you know?
Two teams playing at the ends of the little fork there. Put one of those teams in the middle of the fork and move on, you know? But 7% say they have automated services fill out the bracket. Now, if you're filling out a bracket for a contest, you're just as well off because that's like a quick pick on the lottery.
Right. That's what I was just thinking, yeah.
And we said the other day, if you're into statistics – turns out you actually have a better chance of winning a Mega Millions jackpot twice than you have of having a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I'll take my chances of filling it out myself because the automated lotto stuff hasn't done anything for me, especially with the Powerball.
There you go.
So I'm done with that.
You see, you figured it out. That's exactly how it all works. And, of course, after last night, there were some big upsets in the NCAA tournament, so a lot of people's hope of a perfect bracket blown out of the water already.
It happened last year, too.
Darn those teams that want to win instead of lose. Oh, what's the problem, you know? The top four foods we spend money on. Pizza, chips and dip, nachos, and buffalo wings.
Sounds like a well-rounded meal.
I think so.
I love it.
Four food groups. And I got some cheap friends, though, because I get the chips occasionally if I go to somebody's house. But I never get pizza or buffalo wings. Maybe some nachos, but it's just like...
chips bargain, and melted cheese.
Yeah, bargain basement corn chips with cheese out of a jar poured over the top of them. Maybe they'll microwave them for you if they're really good hosts. 9% of people who do brackets say that when they don't know which team to pick, they choose based on the color of the uniforms.
That's a winning combination of choices.
Say, it's as good a system as any. Absolutely. WalletHub.com is responsible for a lot of these statistics, and they say they have ranked the best and worst cities to be a basketball fan, and L.A. is number one, apparently because everybody in L.A. is tall and thin and aspires to being in the NBA.
Right.
The top 10 towns are L.A., Boston, San Antonio, Salt Lake City, Oakland, Cleveland, Miami, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Orlando. So they don't mention the worst. What the heck?
We'll have to let our minds wander on that one.
Who am I supposed to mock, you know? Who am I supposed to belittle? Anyway, they left that off my list, and I will have to find a way to survive. What we want to move on to is the fact that people that don't like basketball or people who just like spring and dressing up are going to spend a lot of money on Easter this year.
Mm-hmm. Easter can, yeah.
This kind of blows my mind. Because I understand, if you got kids and you want to buy an Easter basket for the kids, that's one thing. But
that's where my money goes. Plus Easter Sunday outfits. That's always a big deal.
In your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. Bloody, bloody, blah. I will not sing. Have no fear. I'll do the Irish accent occasionally, but I will not sing. And, 81% of Americans say they celebrate Easter, even though most of them have to check the calendar to find out exactly when it is. But it's a floating holiday.
Yeah.
We should make Easter a Monday holiday. I still say that.
I like that idea.
Celebrate on Sunday. You got the whole day Sunday to celebrate Easter and spend time with your family. Then you got Monday to say, okay, let's get ready to go back to work.
And then technically, if you think about it, that would be a four-day weekend because of Good Friday.
If you get Good Friday off. Some places do. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd go for it.
Good. I'm glad we're in agreement,
Todd. Let's
take
Tuesday, too. We'll call it the Tuesday after the Monday after Easter.
I like that, too.
It's huge. I think it's in the New Testament. Remember the Tuesday after the Monday after Easter and keep it holy. We'll spend a total of $17.3 billion on Easter this year. $146 for everybody who's celebrating. Wow.
That's even high for me.
I tell you what, you get the ham and the Cadbury eggs. I don't think that's $146 worth. I don't know.
It depends on how much you like those Cadbury eggs. Because I've seen so many. Oh, no, Todd, seriously. We talk about food. I have one for you.
All right.
Cadbury egg-filled cupcakes.
Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate cupcakes, and you push a Cadbury egg in there. My sister bakes. She's a whiz. And I sent her this on Facebook, the recipe for it. I was like, please, just once, please, because Cadbury eggs, oh, my gosh.
A Cadbury egg stuffed into a cupcake.
Yes. And baked into it, yeah.
It holds its shape, or does it melt into the cupcake?
It holds its shape, then when you cut it, everything oozes out. But that's how it would be if you just took it out of the package anyway, right?
That's true. But it wouldn't be surrounded by a cupcake.
Right.
That does sound pretty good, even though my doctor tells me not to eat stuff like that. But that sounds interesting. That's sort of like a volcano cake. Isn't that what they call them when you fill it with a liquid center? Yeah.
And see, Cadbury makes so many different kinds of eggs now, too. It's not just the Easter eggs. They have the caramel ones and the chocolate ones. And they have them year-round now with different things inside of it. And I just may have to try this recipe.
I
may have to.
Make a dozen of them. Bring them in.
Yeah, you know, I will. Definitely.
We'll talk about it on Jock Gibberish.
Okay.
$146, like I say. Well, now, if you buy that many Cadbury eggs, I suppose, if you're making cupcakes for the whole gang, maybe you could get it up there. I don't know. Or what does Peeps add to your holiday expenditures? I don't know. However much money you spend, Cynthia, spend it well. And save me one of those cupcakes.
I will, for sure.
That'll work. Cynthia Graw, I'm Todd Weinberger. This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. And it's sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. Enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day. And they do have muffins at McDonald's, but I don't think they have Cadbury eggs in them.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to tell you.